My name is Bob Brody. I think it's a good place to start talking about it. The income tax proposal is going to be very unpopular, as is cutting the permanent fund. But, you know, there's just no way out of this. There's no magic bullet the way the price of oil continues to be in the rock bottom area.
My name is Neil Cooper, and I do know that the governor told us that we had a $3.7 billion deficit. We definitely don't want to go, after 35 years without a state income tax, we definitely don't want to go that route. I'd be willing to give up all of my permanent fund not go back to a state income tax. There's a lot of low-money employees that can't handle a state income tax with all the budget crunch that's going on right now.
Bud Cassidy, manager for the Quebec Island Borough. This will be a difficult year. I think he tries to explain that the dividend will disappear if we don't take some action, and he's trying to craft a way that the dividend lasts for I won't say forever, but for a long time. But how it's done is the devil in the details.
My name is Larry Ledoux. Well, I think we need to take a close look at the budget to see what we're spending that we can spend in a different direction. We need to take a look at our mission as a state, where we're going, where we want to be, and then look at the resources. If we just look at the line item and make decisions, then we won't go anywhere. We'll go backwards. So if we start with our mission and we look what we have available and we look what we need to do to achieve that mission, then whatever that brings is what I will support.
Hi, I'm Gerald Friend, Quebec Island Borough Mayor. People need to know the state is hurting, and Governor Walker, I think, has done a great job of coming up with a solution for this, and he's got a long battle ahead of him, and I think that as a community, we need to stand behind these and let the legislators know that they need to do something. They got to do something this year. This is the best plan I've seen so far.